three things.
Okay, children, let's take our seats. We have a lot to learn today.
What are we gonna do?
Are you paying attention?
I anticipate a deeply religious experience.
Out, come out, wherever you are.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Listen to this.
I will tell you three things.
Listen to me, please!
Pay attention!
Pay attention, son. This is for your own good.
You moron!
But you listen to me!
Listen to me, Coppertop.
I'm out there on the front lines, liberating people.
I keep pitching them and you keep missing them.
Hey, listen to me, yo.
Are you ready now? Yes?
Listen to me, please.
Three things. Parental guidance is suggested.
Hello,
and welcome again to Three Things, the show where anything might pop out, so be careful what you wish for because you might find it here. I hope you do. I'm your host, your PJ, Jenna. It does not stand for pajamas. It stands for pod jockey, maybe jockette in my case. I think I have some pretty cool stuff to share with you today, so let's get right on to it. Thing number one, rads. That's right. Here is something that I can scarce believe myself, and it is so apropos. Oh, look, I used that word again. Yay. And even serendipitous to this very show, show number three even. I was noodling about on the net looking for interesting things, and I came across this news story from the tiny island of Taiwan. Check this out. Remember on the first Three Things show, if you listened to it, and I hope you did, there are definitions that I gave for the very strange words in the poem by Lewis Carroll, Jabberwocky. The word wrath came out. And it's not the Brath Black Hawk Bacon, which is kind of funny, but it does mean green pigs. Well, there really are green pigs. That's right. There really are green pigs. Wraths exist, if you will. These pigs are transgenic, created by adding genetic material from jellyfish into a normal pig embryo. Ain't that something? The scientists from National Taiwan University's Department of Animal Science and Technology say that although the pigs glow, they are otherwise no different from any other piggy. Taiwan is not claiming a world's first with this. Others have bred partially fluorescent pigs before, which is odd in itself. But the researchers insist that these pigs, these three little pigs that they have produced, are much better in that they are the only pigs that are green from the inside out. Even their heart and internal organs are green. Yeah, here's how they did that. The DNA from the jellyfish was added to about 265 little bitty piggy embryos, which were implanted in 8 different girly piggies. 4 of them got pregnant, and 3 little boy pigleteers were born 3 months ago. In the daylight, the researchers say the pig's eyes, teeth, and trotters look green, and their skin has a greenish tinge. And in the dark, if you shine a light on them, they glow like a torchlight. Ain't that something? The reason for this odd creation, some might even say abomination, will be to use these transgenic pigs to study human diseases, because the pig's genetic material actually encodes a protein that shows up as green. And so is easy to spot. So if, for instance, some of its stem cells are injected into another animal's, then scientists can track how they develop without the need for cutting into the animal or doing any other sort of invasive test. It was not easy to do this, though. Many of the little piggy embryos just failed to develop.
Aww.
Researchers say that they hope the new green piggies will get it on with ordinary girly piggies to parent a new generation of rads, so they have lots of little green oinkers for use in research. I hope it helps. I'm still freaked out a little bit, I think. There is a link on my pod page at threethings.podomatic.com. Go check that out. You can see pictures and even videos of these little green oinkers. It's kind of strange. That was thing number one. I hope you like the piggies. I'm done. And on to thing number two, the GWOD, G-W-O-D, grandiloquent word of the day, which this week begins with the letter C, because C is, in fact and indeed, the next letter following the letter B, which last week's word began with. I learned that on Sesame Street about a years ago, and I still remember. Thank God, I still remember. The G-W-O-D today for Friday, January 27th, 2006. Capernoited. It's an adjective, capernoited, and it means slightly intoxicated or tipsy. To use that one in a sentence, that Biffy sure must be capernoited. Look, she's showing her butt. Mm-hmm. Capernoited. Biffy is capernoited. Grandiloquent word of the day today. I also begin with a C, by the way. Bet you can't guess what it means. You can try if you want. You can certainly visit my pod page, threethings.podomatic.com. Leave a comment, email, voice in, call in, however you want to do it. I don't care. I look at and answer most, but I read all. As old Martha would say, it's a good thing. That was the grandiloquent word of the day today, capernoited. I'm Jenna. Thing number two is done, and I'm out.
Hey kids, there's a wacky new cartoon show just for you. Saturday mornings at 10, it's The Boogers!
Hey, Benny, what are you doing?
Just hanging out.
Well, that's a booger for you. Yes, you'll meet Benny Booger. Benny Booger, Nasal the Maid, and their drippy old antihistamine. It's a nose full of fun, so don't blow it. Pick the one that all the critics have their finger on. It's The Boogers, the show you'll want to wipe under your chair.
And now, thing number three. Yay! Fun music. In case you don't recognize this one, it's Singing in the Bathtub. Huzzah!
Singing in the bathtub, sitting all alone, tearing out a tonsil just like a baritone. Singing through the soap suds, life is full of hope. I can sing with feeling while feeling for the soap. All the ring around the bathtub isn't so nice to see, but the ring around the bathtub is a rainbow to me. I can yodel opera, even while I scrub. Everybody's happy while singing in the tub. Never take a shower, it's an awful pain. Singing in the shower's like singing in the rain. Oh, there's dirt to be abolished, but don't forget one thing. While a body's washed and polished, sing, brother, sing. Be my love, but no one else can end this yet. Reaching for a towel, happy once again, watching all my troubles go swirling down the drain.
Thing number four, Judge Creepo and the Creep. Oh, I'm pretty sure everyone has heard all about the flap that judge in Burlington, Vermont has caused for giving a child molester only 60 days in jail. I'm also pretty sure that you all have heard that the silly old bastard has reconsidered his stance that that was enough time to get the sick ass that molested that little girl some help. Apparently, you have to have a certain amount of time in jail to be allowed to avail yourself of counseling services or some such. What a bunch of twaddle. Well, this Judge Cashman fellow remains firm in his belief that sentences must be concerned with more than just punishment. Like what? Like what, for instance? Rehabilitation? I'm sorry, I don't believe in that shite. Once an utter creep, always an utter creep. I don't care what anyone says. I don't particularly relish the idea of these criminal bastards walking the same earth as I do, or that little girl, or any other victim. I always thought that you losing your rights when you were convicted of a crime meant that you actually lost them. Boy, was I wrong. Anywho, after issuing the original sentence, Cashman was attacked by people on television and on the internet, blogs and such. On one news show, a man told viewers, as video of Cashman rolled in the background, "You may be looking at the worst judge in the USA." I would agree. He's at least one of the worst. Oy. So he turns his first sentencing over today or yesterday, and still only gave that molesting bastard a minimum 3-year sentence. I am not impressed myself. So this cretin, Hewlett, age 34, pled guilty to charges that he had sexual contact with a girl during a 4-year period, beginning when she was 6 years old. That's just starting school. That's teensy. He should have been executed at that instant. The instant he finished his confession, as far as I am concerned. But he will have to serve at least 3 years, big deal again, behind bars, and once he gets out, he will then spend the rest of his life on probation or parole. That would be the life that he, unlike his little girl victim, still has. His teensy, teeny weeny, little bitty, eensy weensy victim, whose life he forever changed. The jerk. Here is what some upperly crustily folk think about it. The governor of Vermont said that he considered the new sentence still too lenient. I would agree. The attorney general said he had wished for more than 3 years as a message to other would-be offenders. Messages. I'll put a message in a bottle. I'll bonk him on the head with it. But anyway, he praised the judge for being big enough to change course. Well, so do I, but it's not that he's big, it's that he had to or lose his job. State Representative Peg Flory, the House GOP leader, Republico, said that it is too early to say whether Republicans will drop their resolution calling on the judge to resign. I don't think they should. "I want to read what the decision is before I say," she said. I hope she stays strong. No fence sitting lady, that's not good. His lawyer said, "I think it is fair. I think it makes sense under the circumstances." Well, I think his lawyer's a retard. There you go. The families of both Hewlett, the molesting bastard, and his little bitty child victim left the courtroom without comment. They probably didn't know what to say or think. Any one of them. I wouldn't mind listening to any otherly opinion, of course, about anything I share or spoof or blast or rant about. I try to be free-minded, so tell me what you think. You can use my comment line, 206-333-1373, or email me, jenna@threethings@podomatic.com, or you could even record an MP3 message for me straight from this show's page, threethings.podomatic.com. I'll read them all. I'll answer the ones that don't make me throw up or anything weird like that. And I will share the voice. That's thing number 4. But I actually have a little bit of an addendum I'd like to add to that. It's not only creepy criminals that make me ill. I also don't like the stupid ones. Like the fellow in Waco, Texas a few years ago who broke into a Circle K store, threw a 20 down on the counter, said, "Give me change." The girl opened the drawer. The guy robbed the money out of the drawer, ran out, and left his 20 sitting on the counter. The money that he got away with totaled $15. And then he got caught by the cops. Brilliant move, Bozo. You also can get off of my planet. As for you, Judge, and Mr. Hewlett, I have something for you. Mr. Hewlett first. And now for the judge. Judge, it's time for you to meet your maker. Off with your head. Ooh. Awesome. Now, three things. And thing number four today is done with this one. I'm Jenna. I'm finished. I'm out.
Hey, believe this. This is Chris Robinson of the Black Crows, and I used to weigh 92 pounds. I was a cow, man. Then I got on the Slim Crash diet. Now I'm a deathly grim 48 pounds. It's great. The Slim Crash diet is so easy. I have a deep breath for breakfast, a deep breath for lunch, and a sensible Marlboro cigarette for dinner. The Slim Crash diet is fast, and look, no more shoving my fingers down my throat like they'd fit.
Slim Crash, the official diet of anorexic-looking rock bands like the Black Crows.
From the makers of the Keith Richards Nutra Heroin Diet, abuse as directed.
And I guess that's it for our things for the week, of which there were four, three things plus one, kind of point five, because of the addendum to number four, stupid criminals. God. Bit of a scientific reminder for you, view Saturn this summer, from now through summer, actually. Rising and getting brighter as the year goes on, visible even with a tiny telescope. The link, of course, can be found on threethings.podomatic.com. Lower right-hand side, please go give it a look. Very beautiful pictures, where it'll be in the sky from wherever you are, places to make charts for yourself, all kinds of neat stuff. Go check it out. As for a schedule, Warning, I'm going to do a poetry cast. If you don't like poetry, you don't have to listen, but raspberries to you. If you do like poetry, please join me. I'll be doing some of my own and some of my friends. Might even have an interview if I can catch this buddy of mine that I think you'll find to be a very interesting man. Further schedules after that, of course, next Friday, new episode of Three Things with your host, your PJ, Jenna. I hope you join me. God knows what three things I'll come up with next week. As always, you can email me, Jenna, that would be threethings@podomatic.com, or mp3 me from my page, threethings.podomatic.com. Call in and leave a comment, 206-333-1373. Leave a comment. You can even record me a comment right there on the page. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Please join me for the next week. And remember, this and all podcasts are free, open, happy, and freely given commentary, entertainment, comedy, all kinds of stuff to the public. No FCC. It really rocks. Check out this and other podcasts on a regular basis. And now for my sign-off. Forgive yourself and be happy. Good day.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Does this mean we're not friends anymore?
I'll be back.
Well, goodbye. And don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven, because it hasn't.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
I've got to get out of this place.
Hasta la vista, baby.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
We could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I can't do any more damage around this popsicle stand. I'm out of here.
here. Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
This has been a most unusual day.
What's turning it off, man?
Y'all come back here.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
I'm out of here.
Huh.